Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. This is Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, and I'm so glad that you are joining me with Phase of Life, the process of there on Blog Talk Radio. And we know that the process of there is the place that God has called us to, and it's a walk of faith where God demonstrates his power by speaking a word to us about where we are and where we're going and what he would do in us and how he would create us. And we know that we in ourselves can never, ever do it, but a magnificent, wonderful God is able to speak a word and perform it in our lives. And not only does he perform that word in our lives for us, but it is for our generation and it's for nations. And anyone that we come in contact with, we touch them by the life and the word that God has spoken in us and to us as he performs it. It is not something that you can plan out. Something that you can say day by day, step by step, this is what's going to happen and this is where I'm going to be, because it's by faith, and God uses our ordinary everyday life to transform us, to make us, to shape us, to teach us lessons, to refine us and reprove us, and then empower us. And what I like about it is he uses unlikely candidates. He uses people who would other folks would reject or say would never be able to do it, and God chooses us, calls us to his purpose and his plan, and he empowers us with a vision greater than ourselves. And as we walk and trust God by faith, he does in us and for us what we could never do for ourselves. And so I'm so grateful. We've been looking at different people within the Bible, looking at their lives and seeing them as not superhuman Christians, but just ordinary folks that God has chosen and put his love on, and that they make bad decisions, they make bad choices, some of them, and we watch God perform his word in spite of their shortcomings and failures and produce in them the life and the light, the character of who he is. So we thank God that he is showing us that even though these different people in the Bible lived centuries ago, it doesn't matter. The things that they faced are the same things we face in our time. And we see God prove himself and show so strong and mighty in our lives as he did in theirs. There's no shadow of changing or turning with God. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And he's able to watch over every word that he's spoken and perform it and manifest it in our lives. So I'm so grateful that we serve a living God, a God that is not dead, but a living God, a right now God that is touchable and that is able to be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, not through himself, but through his son, Jesus, because God himself cannot be touched with weakness because he is not weak. But as he looks at his son, who came in flesh, who understands what we've gone through and what we will face and how we feel, he's able to identify through his son what we're feeling and what we're going through, and able to answer us and able to perform for us and even able to comfort us because of that. So I'm so grateful for that. Today we're going to be looking not at a particular person, but at a scripture in the book of Psalms. The Lord in the last few days have been dealing with us about our stand, our stance, the vision that he's given to many of us, and enduring and standing through hard things. And today he's doing the same thing, because many of us are facing challenges with what God has told us, but we cannot back down because the word is being challenged. Everything in our life will be challenged by the enemy and by circumstance, because the enemy wants us to give up, and he wants us to say that God is not faithful and he's not fair and why can't he just do it. But he's trying us by our faith, and the Bible lets us know that he tests the heart of men. And so we understand that when God tries, when God allows the word that he's spoken to you to be tried by circumstances or even the enemy, it is to reprove and to refine us. It is to let us know that God is faithful and to encourage us and build us up in our most holy faith as we trust the word that God has spoken that will not fail. And so when we are going through this season where it looks like the word of God for our lives is not going to manifest, that is the time that you must grab a hold to every faith scripture, every encouraging scripture that you can find, and begin to decree it and declare it over yourself by faith from your spirit and not from your head. You need to do it from your spirit because your spirit is agreeing with the word of God, and that agreement is powerful because you're commanding the word of God, which is already settled and already established in the heavens, to be manifested in your life in the earth. And you're commanding that agreement of God with God to now become alive and empowered and charged to perform in you even greater. So we understand that our agreement with heaven, with God, with what he's spoken, and even in the earth, when we have someone who's really agreeing completely with us, we know that that thing is established and it's going to be performed. We're going to look at Psalms 91 today. And the word reads, and it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." And stop right there. We want to just kind of eat some of that and just go over that. You understand that this place that we're talking about is a place of trust, this place of confidence, not in yourself but in God. It is a place where you sit down in the midst of God's presence, even though chaos may be going around your head or in your life. You command your spirit, you command your will, you command the place where you dwell at in the spirit realm with God to sit down in God's presence and be at ease. Sit down and rest in your easy chair in the spirit realm, so to speak, knowing that God has got you, knowing that God is going to do what he said. And even though you can't see God with your natural eye, then we can look around the earth and see the hand of God in creation, even in our very life form, in the fact that a baby grows in the mother's womb, in the heart that doctors can't even understand, knows how to beat after having a transplant. They just hit it or shock it, and it automatically starts to beat. And it baffles their mind because they don't understand. They know that's a miracle of God. And they understand that there's some things that cannot be explained through science, but they know it is God. And whether they say it or not in themselves, they understand nothing could do this but God. So it is a place where even though you cannot see God with your natural eye, your spirit, your faith, your soul, and knows that God is real and all-powerful, that he's omniscient, omnipresent, and he is the God that shows up in your life. And he knows that those who diligently seek after God, those who diligently know that he's faithful, will understand that the reward of that seek, of that diligent seek, is coming, because they are thirsty and hungry after God and the truth of God, and not what the situation or the circumstance or the enemy is even trying to predict. The enemy's voice tries to speak very loud, but God's voice, we know it, because we won't hear or hearken to the voice of anyone else but God. He's the good shepherd. So we understand, we know his voice, and we know his voice. We don't harden our heart to what he's saying, what he's asking, what he's commanded or instructing. We submit ourselves unto him and watch God demonstrate his power, knowing that it's already worked out for our good. So we dwell, we spend our time in the place of God's Shaddai's place, Shaddai's presence, the authority of God. We spend our time in his presence. And what I like about that, it talks about God's majesty. It talks about, emphasizes the Almighty One, the Most High God. And the Most High Shaddai God, it speaks of God like he's a mountain, like he's so huge, that he is majestic, that he is so powerful, that there's no one greater than him. And we're comforted by the fact that no one can beat or defeat God, that he's from everlasting to everlasting. He never changes. And because he never changes, whatever he's spoken millions of years ago, he's able to perform it today. That he's a now God, that the word is now, it is nigh us, it is in us, it has the power to perform, to do in us and do for us all that we need it to be. All we have to do is have faith, and our faith and trust in God says, "I believe you.
I know everything else out here going on, and people can trust in chariots and horses. They can trust in stuff that's fly by night or what they think is going to happen. But I choose to remember. I choose to stand. I choose to rehearse and echo the name of the Lord, my God, because everything else is brought down and it's fallen. But because I'm in you, God, because I believe and I trust and I have faith in you, I shall be in every circumstance, in every situation, I'm going to rise and stand up rightly. It's going to work for my good. It's going to work in my favor, because you're not going to let me be ashamed. And even though it may look like it's not, just wait on it. You haven't seen the end of that thing yet. It has not come into the full fruition of what God has said. So wait on it. Even though right now it might look like you're being mocked, and it might look like the enemy's laughing at you, and you have a folks that are saying, where is your God, and how's your God going to perform this? Just be confident in the Lord and trust him. He's going to do exactly what he said. We see here that it's letting us know that as we dwell in this place, in the shadow, this secret place is a mystery to the world, but it's not a mystery to us, because it's a place of dwell. It's a place of worship. It's a place that we go into. It's a place where we access God and we hear from him. It is a place where our spirit takes us. The world doesn't understand this secret place because they don't know our God and they can't identify with him. But because we know him, every mystery of his will and his word is made known to us, because we dwell in the place of the secret God, the secret place of the Most High, the God that's able to reveal. And this is not something spooky or something that we cannot explain to other people. It's that we are producing now after our kind. Our kind is the kind of the spirit. God has given a command in his word that everything is supposed to produce after its kind, because our kind is the kind of the spirit, because we were born of the spirit and not of the flesh, because we have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been crucified with him, but nevertheless we live. And now the life that we live is by faith through the Son of Jesus Christ. Now we're producing the fruit of the Spirit. Now we're to produce God and his character, his life, his words, his truth. So what we're producing is because of the spirit realm, and because the world does not know God because he is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, they cannot identify with what is accessing God in the secret place. Because they don't understand that place. They don't know that place. If their eyes have been blinded by the principalities and the powers of the air, the prince of the air, by the devil, and so they cannot understand the spiritual things when it concerns us, because it has been revealed to us, because the shackles have been taken off of our eyes, our ears have been stopped, our spirits have been changed, the stony heart has become a heart of flesh, and we pant and we run passionately after God. So that is the difference. So we see here in the word, it says in the word, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. This is a place I see God big and strong. And even though I see him big and strong and mighty, he's still gentle enough to bring me to him and be a comforter to me and speak life to me and speak to my hurt places and my wounded places and speak to me and encourage me that I'm not going to fall by the wayside, but the word that he's spoken concerning my life will manifest, and I will see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. That means he's going to perform in my life because I trust him and what he says more than what's outside, more than what the enemy's trying to say. I trust the word of God that would never fail. I trust what he's already said, and he's authenticating me. As I'm sitting here and as we're going through different things in our lives, the authentic anointing of God is coming to endow us, that we are being shaped and molded. And as everything else, the heat of what we're going through, making the dross rise to our surface, we're going to see the genuine gold of who we are in the spirit realm that will shine on us, and men will know that our God lives, because the glory of God will be on us. And they will not be able to understand it, but they will recognize that there is something different about us because of the God that we serve. More than speaking in tongues and running and jumping, it will be when we show up in a place, the presence of God, the endowing presence of God will command an atmosphere shift, will cause change, will cause peace. Whatever is needed for that atmosphere that we're in, we carry it with us, within us. And when we show up in the glory of God, it commands there to be a shift and everything around us, because God himself through us has showed up and been the expression of his divine will, that whatever they need, they will know that if God is trusting through us, they will receive it. I pray that you've enjoyed this empowerment session. We will be back tomorrow to complete or to go on further with Psalms 91. Be empowered by the Lord and the Word of God and hold on to the promise. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life today, and we'll continue the process of there together. Be blessed in Jesus' name.